God gave each one of us a brain. Your mama didn't give it to you. Amen. She facilitated it, but she didn't give it to you. God ultimately gave each one of us a brain. It's up to us to decide what we want to do with it. You can let it lay there like a piece of property that you won't develop. It can be undeveloped real estate. Or you can be a person that just goes through life. And although you got the raw materials, although you got the basics, you got the basics, what you need. You got the basics. You already got the basics. You're born with the basics. We're born with all we need to have a better life. Can't nobody stop you from using your brain? Folks done died for you to have freedom. It's up to you to decide whether to go to the library or go to the mall. It's up to you to decide whether to go to school or attain higher education. It's up to us. Nobody can pull a gun on us and make us stay home. Nobody can say, don't use your brain. Amen. Can't nobody tell us that. We all got brains. Have you been using your brain? Amen. Sometimes people get mad at others who have used their brain and we didn't use ours. And we get mad at them. We get jealous. Who does he think he is? Just because he got a degree. Well, they still giving them out, by the way. You can still get one. Amen. I ain't got to get mad because they got one and I didn't. You can still get one. But the problem is that we don't want to develop, do we? Mm-mm. We don't. Not always. Not all persons want to develop. But you can't say God didn't give you what's necessary. That's what God does. He gives us the raw material, and he allows us to improve on it. But it's up to you and I to take the initiative. And if we take the initiative, then from that point, we can improve. Since we are given time, that means that we have opportunity. Amen. Time means you still got opportunity. You still breathing. You can still do it. You can still go. You can still sign up. Amen. You can still matriculate. You can still enroll. All you got to do is go to the nearest place and then work on your brain. Now, God has given you what you need, but then he wants you to improve. Can everybody say improve? You got to take the initiative to do something with the tools, but then you got to improve yourself by taking advantage of the time we have. I can improve myself. Amen. I can increase my learning. That's what the Bible says here. It says that a wise man, he's already wise, he will hear. Amen. He will hear when somebody's trying to tell him something. And he will increase, notice, in learning. Can everybody shout learning? Learning. He will, is that in your Bible? He will increase learning. Amen. That means you can try to learn something. Amen. Amen. He's already wise, but he can get even wiser. He gets wiser by learning something. Amen. Knowledge is power, right? Amen. Knowledge is power. And as we looked at those versions, it helps you to look at it different ways, because what it does is it helps you to understand that although you are wise, you can become wiser. Amen. God wants us to become wiser. Simply because of the fact that smart people can become smarter, simply because of the fact that knowledge is power. The person sitting next to you may be more powerful than you because they decided to learn something you didn't. You decided to be substandard, Pollyanna, amen, normal. You decided not to improve your knowledge, and now you're impressed by their knowledge. You could have had the same thing. Knowledge, wonder why they say knowledge is power. Amen. If you got knowledge, if you learn something in your head, in your brain, that is powerful. You become a powerful person because people are impressed with educated folk. And they may talk about them, but they're impressed by them. They're impressed. Amen. She's working on her degree at HT. Amen. Amen. And so she chose to put the time in. It's a beautiful lady. She could just say, well, you know, I want to just try to find every man I can. I want to go to the club. I don't want to go to the HT. I don't want to go to no university. I wonder why she's going. Knowledge is power. And it didn't mean that folk who don't have knowledge are dumb. That ain't what it means. But then that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just not talking about that. Tell your neighbor, he's just not preaching about that. Amen. That's not just not the subject. You change the subject. Amen. You do like folk do when they start arguing. They change the subject. So look, though, now. Don't change. Don't get on another. We can't talk about one thing at a time. Amen. Amen. We're not talking about folk who are, I mean, they are educated fools. Amen. So, but the fact is that knowledge is power. Knowledge. You can gain knowledge, and God lets us know that knowledge is power. It's up to you to improve yourself. Amen. God gives us the opportunity, and what we must do with that opportunity is really left up to us. This version says it this way. It says that the wise man will hear and increase in learning. He's smart. He's a wise man. A wise man, one of the things that's characteristic of a wise man is he will hear and increase in learning. You are not wise. You have these folks you talk to, go to school. I don't think I need to go to school. I said, Lord, we got a lot of work to do. We don't need to be talking about trying to talk you into going to school in 2018. Come on now. Everybody knows that you need your education. Make me want to get a shoe or something and hit you upside the head. I don't even got that. I don't need no. Got all these minds that are not going to school, not are utilizing the opportunity, just doing nothing. Amen. And I know trade school is another avenue that may be for you, but it's still school. Whether it's trade or academic, whatever, do something. Amen. But for by all means, take things to the next level. And if you can't take it to the next level, amen, then you are not being wise. It says a wise person will hear an increase in learning. Anybody smart, anybody got, I mean, you really wise. And then he says, and the person of understanding will acquire skills. Amen, amen. A person who really understands the importance of this, he will acquire skill and he will attain to sound counsel so that he may be able to be steered on the right course. And God is looking for somebody who wants, he's telling us that a wise person will increase in knowledge, and it's left up to us to decide what we want to do with our brains. You're the one in control of it. As long as you're breathing topside of the earth, you can go to school. You're going to increase your learning. You're investing in yourself. You're benefiting you. Amen. You're doing something for you. What do the old people say? They say, son, wherever you get it, it's a get it in your head. And why do they say that? Can't nobody take it away from you. Amen. You may not have no job, but you still got a degree in your head. You learned something. You're good at, you've been trained at something. And you know what? People can hate you as much as they want to, but they can't take it away. Once you educated, you educated. And can't nobody take it away. You get it in your head and can't nobody take away. Can't nobody take it away from you. Amen. And that's what it's all about. That's what we are talking about. That's what I was given. That's what I, amen. The thing is that he wants us to take advantage of, I mean, who wouldn't do that? Amen. Acquire the necessary skills. You say, well, I don't think I need to. Well, that's subjective, but the truth of the matter is that I need you, even if you don't need you. It's something you can do. You're the answer to somebody's problem. You got to do something. And God wants something, you know, that's just the way that God is. He wants us to take life to the next level. Amen. And it's not just about taking you to the next level. I didn't say taking your life to the next level. I said taking life to the next level. The light bulb didn't just benefit Thomas Edison. This ain't really about you. Now you're making me suffer. Because there's something you're not doing. There's something in you that God put in you and placed in you, and you're not bringing it out so I can get the benefit of it. I need it if you don't want it. So was then just say I'm going to school. I don't want to go to school for me. Well, then go for me. I'm not going to school for me. I'm going for y'all. They tell your neighbor. I mean, when you go somewhere, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you. Because it's something that I've got to perfect. It's just something about you can't beat God perfecting stuff. Y'all still don't believe me. Think about the lawn, your grass. Why did they make a mower? Why did they make an edger? Why did they make a hedge trimmer? Have you ever seen a well-manicured lawn? Now, the lawn's got everything you need. It's got grass. It's got the shrubs. But ain't nothing like a good line after some good green grass. You got your weeds and feed in there, and you done lined it just sharp, and you done trimmed. I saw one up at Red Lobster trimmed like a heart. You can be imaginative. Be creative. Go do something. Beautify the world. It's interesting to me that God gave us something, but he still left something for us to do. He didn't just give it to you complete, turnkey, and finish. He didn't do it, did he? What God did is he left it raw. He left the raw material, Sister Decker. You got to work on it. You got to fix it. You got to bring the best out of it. You got to trim it. You got to think. You got to use your cognitive skills and do what you can to benefit the world that you live in, so that the world will be made the richer, so that people will live longer. So that I can talk on my cell phone, amen. You got to do something that'll benefit others. You got to take life to the next level. And it takes the next generation. I don't know about you, but it's just something about it. You got to take life to the next level. And it's to my benefit. It's to your benefit. But if you don't want it, then do it for us. Do it for others. But do something. Don't walk around in mediocrity or complacency, being apathetic or not doing anything, neutral. Amen. Amen. Settle with normality, with neutrality. Stay on the same level. I'm not going to do anything different. I'm not going to improve myself. I'm just going to do what's easy. I'm going to sit in front of my television, cross my legs. I'm just watching TV. That's all I do all the time, watch TV every time I pray. No work in it. I just got to just lay there. Give me some potato chips and just lay there. Amen. Just watching TV. Every chance I get. Amen. Well, you're going to get old. Well, somebody's going to take care of you. Well, somebody else will do that for me. Is that fair to the next man, for somebody else to have to take care of you when you could have gotten up off of your behind, your lazy behind, and went and done? I shouldn't have threw that in there. But the thing is, you could have done something to have been a benefit. What are you going to leave the next generation? Some folks just use all of this life up, and you know what they leave the next generation? Nothing. Wouldn't even pay for their own funeral. They wasn't constructed enough to even take care of them. How irresponsible can you be? Now, the sad reality, church, is that money just waiting. Come get me. And, well, I think you get the point. The truth of the matter is, church, is that we've got to improve. We've got to make sure that while we're here, that we do something that will benefit the next, not even this generation, the next generation. Leave the next generation. Amen. Go take out your insurance policy. Leave them a hunk a ton of money. Amen. Do something. Leave the world better than it was before you got here. Amen. Well, the truth of the matter is that's what God is telling us. A wise man will hear and increase in learning. That means if you, through deductive reasoning, you have to conclude that then a man who won't hear and decrease in learning is not good. It's unwise. So, you have to take advantage of every opportunity that God gives, of every chance that God gives. But then he throws in. You think about the tools, amen. And when you think about that, you have to conclude that I need what is necessary to help me. God has already equipped me for next level material. I'm already equipped. And I've got the time. I'm still living. I'm still breathing. God has already given me, put time on the clock for me to use wisely. Because time goes by fast. But that doesn't matter. It just helps you get out of school fast. And so, since it goes by fast, take advantage of it. But the truth of the matter is that He's given me the tools, he's given me the time, and he's given us the teachers. We've got the teachers who are able, waiting at the ready, to teach you Monday morning. They're waiting. They're studying just for you, waiting on you to get there. To improve what God has already given you. To improve your raw materials. God wants you to have some, amen, to make your lawn look its best. It's okay looking raw, and nothing wrong with wildflowers, but I'm just talking about, when you talk about, amen, there's a place for all of that, but it's nothing like an improvement. Have I got a witness? To make something better. To make something better. It's nothing like a good barber. Now, you weren't born with a barber, were you? You had to go find one. Somebody had to acquire barber skills. You see, I didn't go to the barber. You can tell, can't you? And the truth of the matter is that you look good with your hair fro. I mean, you look good like you are. But ain't nothing like a good line. They can put that line on there, boy, and put that part in the hair, boy. There's some beauticians that can do something to you, make you look twice at them. Nothing wrong with improving yourself. What are you doing? I'm going to the next level. I'm improving myself. I look good like I am. Amen. Whatever size I am, I'm good in somebody's eyes. Beauty is in the eyes of the other. but I can go buy me a nice outfit, and I can improve what's already nice. I can put on some nice clothes, clean myself up. Polish my shoes. Amen. And although I had everything I needed to exist, I decided that I'd invest in myself. And when I get my education, I'm investing in myself. When I take care of myself, you know, it's one thing about spending money on somebody else, but when you spend money on you, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, you really can't necessarily see tuition as a bill, to be honest with you, because you go get a return on it. It's not a bill. It's really not a bill. I'm paying me. I'm not giving it to the universe. I'm giving this to me. Amen. If I give me some insurance, amen. Then I'm going to get a return. Because every time I pay it, they're going to say, you know what? It's going up in value. You can get what you put in it plus some extra. I don't consider myself making no premium. I really don't. I'm paying Rondi. That's what I'm paying. Every time I write my little insurance check, I'm paying me. I'm not paying them. I'm paying me. I'm investing in myself. I'm looking out for myself. So that I'm living a responsible life, lest I hold you too long. The fact of the matter is that God wants us to invest in ourselves. Because, you've heard it, rising tides. Amen. I don't know if I got that on the screen. Amen. Reggie may have got it up there. Amen. Amen. There it is. Rising, should be R-E-R. I may have been writing really fast. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning and somewhere else. Rising tides. R-I-S-I-N-G. Rising tides float all boats. If the boat's in the water and you put some water underneath the boat, will one of the boats rise? You see, when you do something, everybody benefits. Everybody wins. It's a win-win. Some people say compromise. That's another story. I left school on that. But the fact of the matter, it's a win-win situation. Everybody benefits when you go to school. The world is better. People are smarter. Things progress. Things get better. Things are improved. You are improved. Your equity goes up. Your value goes up. Invest in yourself. What's wrong with it? Amen. It doesn't mean you're being selfish. Especially since all tides float all boats. Rising tides float all boats. Amen. The truth is that God wants us to invest in ourselves, and we'll make life better for ourselves and we'll make life better for others, those who are around us. Amen. God wants us to do that. God, away with this substandard living. Teachers are there to help make us. They are benefiting us. Because it says, now you did read what it said. It says that a wise man will hear. Amen. I know none of this foolish talk about school. You don't need to go to school. School ain't for everybody. School is. Unless you come up with something better. School is better, whether it's trade or whether it's academics. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding, if you really understand life, will get him some wise counsel. You know, there's nothing like good counselors around you. Somebody who's trying to teach you, teachers. They know the tricks of the trade. Have we got to win? It's good to be surrounded. Amen. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there is much wisdom. To get in the counsel of somebody who knows more than you, and you can benefit from what they're doing. God says, get in the counsel of teachers. Amen. Amen. Those who can mentor you and help shape your life and make your life even a better life. And all you got to do is wait for the money to come in. It's not all about money. Because sometimes degrees don't necessarily mean you get a job right away. But when the opportunity comes up, they're going to get the degree first and purse. Amen. We may have a driveway. We may have a situation where ain't nobody find no jobs. But when they do, if one does come up, they're going to try to find the person with the degree first. And we live in a world where you got to do all that you can to make yourself available. You got to take things to the next level. I don't know why people like to get stuck, especially in church. In church, we don't want to sing nothing different. We don't want to do nothing different. We don't want to think of nothing, not this church, but other churches. We don't want to think of nothing different. We just want to stay right. We like it just the way it is. Preacher, leave it alone. This is fine with me. Well, are we going to be the only ones here, or you want some other people to come? Well, the next generation might be too thrilled about what you thrill about. I can sing Amazing Grace, and it may tickle your fancy. But it may not do nothing for Chan. I don't know. She want to hear, never would have made it without you. Well, wait a minute, let me see. I get the words. Amen. I think, I don't know. Amen. The thing is that you never would have made it. Amen. There's some never would have made it groups out there. There's some awesome groups. There's some you alone groups. Take your life to the next level. Amen. Take your, amen. And if you do that, you'll be able to be independent. I live an independent life because I can, why? I can take care of myself. I don't have to stay in Austin. I got a degree. I can move. This is what a person who take their life to the next level, they got their degree. I don't have to stay around people that I know. I've got my own degree. I can live in North Dakota if I want to. I can find a job up there. Or I may want to live over in San Francisco. Or I may want to live in Washington. I can stay where I want to. I may want to leave the state. But I have independence now. Because I've acquired skills that are necessary. I have literally taken life to the next level. The world needs me. And I have decided to invest in my little self. I love me that much that I decided that I'm going to make an investment. Take your marriage to the next level. And we ain't got time to talk. Take your ministry to the next level. Take your courtship to the next level. That means put a ring on it. Take it to going to another level. Take your career to another level. Amen. Praise the Lord. You didn't get